I just think this reading from the Book of Mark today is so cool because I think Jesus is just so cool. He's so cool under pressure. And I want to live my life like that. I mean, here he's got mobs of people seeing him do miraculous signs. And it's just, I mean, it's making them praise God, but it's also very confusing because they've never seen anything like it. So he's becoming sort of this sideshow. People are showing up just to see what he'll do next. And of course, he's drawing people to God. It's what he came to do. But they're looking at this whole thing sort of with skepticism and belief and, you know, wondering if he's a prophet, wondering if he's the Messiah, just wondering. This whole sort of melting pot of things is going on around him. And he's become this very, very fast celebrity. And then you got the religious people coming in sort of, you know, lording it over the people or watching, shepherding the people and going, what in the world's going on here? And they keep sort of launching these air attacks almost against him where, you know, they'll get together and they'll think up some difficult theological or spiritual question that really has no good answer. Like any way you answer it is going to be bad. And then they volley it in, and, you know, they bring a couple of guys and say, Master, what about this or what about that? In hopes of trapping up Jesus, and he's so cool, he's so cunning, he's so brilliant, and he just knows how to answer the situation. He is able to always look beneath the surface. He is always able to see the heart of the matter. And I like particularly what Jesus said today in the greatest commandment because, well, for a couple of reasons. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. If we could live that, the world would change. And yet, this is the greatest commandment. I mean, are we living that for 15 minutes a day? Jesus has called that to be the style of life, the way that we normally conduct ourselves. The greatest commandment of all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And the second greatest is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. If God's people would stand up and do this, I'm not sure what would remain the same because God's church around the world is billions of people. If billions of people obeyed the first and greatest commandment, what would remain the same? It's kind of a rhetorical question since without a move of the Holy Spirit, that's not going to happen this week. But I do think the start of that is to understand that Jesus said, look, I have come to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. In this commandment, he says, the greatest of all commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. If your heart's been broken or fragmented or wounded or gone missing, then it's impossible to obey the first and greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. But Jesus said, I've come to heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free. So, if we make a deduction there, Jesus is the solution to being able to live the greatest commandment. Only through the redemption and atonement of Christ and the invitation of the Holy Spirit into our broken hearts so that he can heal and restore us. Can we ever really hope to live up to this standard, this greatest commandment? But as we've been learning on the Hope of Prayer, God gives us causality. God gives us the dignity of choice. And so it is our choice to invite the Holy Spirit into the broken places of who we are, so that we can be restored, healed, renewed, set free, and have a whole heart with which to love the Lord our God with all our hearts.